for me.
Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
I'm when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio FreedomSlips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw!
Gotta give. It's time for Crazy Ass Fridays, coming at you live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this Revolution in the Morning show. Come on down and join us. FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio. Catch us where we're streaming around the world through our Avocast and Zeno streams, iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the streaming services that carry Revolution Radio. Remember, you can call in and listen at 518-906-1839.
518-906-1839 to reach Studio A, 1859 to reach Studio B. So come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. FreedomSlips.com, Revolution.radio, and get the straight truth, not the mainstream media mind control. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're being fed a script, not a news and information script, a script to the core of your brain, to the subconscious mind, as it is stripped away by the mainstream media, and the information and data is replaced with repetitive programming that essentially writes the song in your brain. It literally is as simple as that. It is brainwashing. That's what you get from ABC, NBC, CBS, and fake Fox News. The mainstream scripted brainwashing machine. And if you think about it, if you look at it, and if you turn from channel to channel, you essentially see a rhyme of what you just left. It truly is Orwellian, and people believe that they are informed. People believe they know what's going on. Those that read the newspaper and watch television are the least informed of, well, everybody. If you don't get news and information outside the mainstream media, you do not know where you stand. You do not know the truth. Good morning, everybody, over here in the Revolution Radio chat room. There's Net Effect and Maced and Mitchell and Memes. Looks like the bots in there, Malaya's from Germany. Hey, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Crazy Ass Fridays. Yeah, don't forget the Revolution Radio Archives. If you missed yesterday morning's show, well, you can check out the archives. They are free. Just follow the link from revolution.radiofreedomslips.com. And don't forget, listener-supported, commercial-free. In fact, if you get a chance, come over there and donate $10 a month to help keep me on the air and on the run. Yeah, I'm pretty penniless, but I appreciate everything that everybody does to help me, wherever they are. God bless you guys. I know who they are. I just don't, I try not to get going too far. What we got going on here today, let's see. It is Crazy Ass Fridays, isn't it? Well, the United States Marines, that's right. The Marines have not only landed, but the Marines have won a class-wide injunction against vaccine mandate discrimination. According to the Department of Defense, August 4th, 2022, monthly COVID update cited the record by the United States Marine Corps that underscore the individualized consideration given each request. 3,733 Marines have requested under the Religious Freedom of Restoration Act of a religious accommodation, and they have essentially been blanket no. However, in the United States District Court, Middle District of Florida in the Tampa Division. A preliminary injunction and an order certifying the class action lawsuit against the U.S. military. So the Marine Corps has granted only 11 accommodations, less than 0.3%. Yeah, about the same amount of people that died from COVID. Oh, did I say that? Of the 3,733 applications, the record presents no successful application than a few who are due for retirement and prompt a separation. Only if you're getting ready to retire. Yeah, that sounds like the dickheads. That sounds like the morons in the Department of Defense and the Marine Corps. I don't know why, but it just sounds like the idiots that ran it when I was in there. I mean, if you didn't kiss ass, you didn't get anywhere. And I wasn't a kiss ass. And I'm tough shit on them. That's why you end up with people like General Milley. Yeah, essentially, you know, they're not the only leadership classes they know is kiss ass. The unequivocal truth that nobody wants to say. Ray Cohen has dumped his entire BBBY stake and but made $68 million. That's Bed Bath and Beyond. Yes, this meme stock that has been pushed up and down and sideways as people have lost fortunes and people have made fortunes flipping the script on the meme stock stuff. Anyway, it went into a final death spiral the other day, and everybody was cashing out while they still could. I'm sure there's people that are waiting for it to go down to almost a few pennies and then kick it a bounce, right? Give it a kick bounce. What else we got going on here? It is just loony. People are so dense, they don't have a clue. Sam Harris, sheer crazy. The loops that you have to jump through to defend Biden and Hunter and the Democrats and, you know, when Hillary Clinton bought and paid for foreign nationals to interfere directly with the election in 2016. Nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to care that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and the family essentially provided a bribery and pay to play meet and greet service with the vice president. Nobody seemed to care either that the Hillary Clinton Foundation was just a cover up for a bribery, a channel for bribery and donations and insider kiss assing and making sure the government contracts to Saudi Arabia got all those weapons and Hillary Clinton's foundation saw tens of millions. It's really not a it's really not how should we say it? I don't know. Anyway, so this guy has fallen to death.
Even if Joe, scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, Like, if we could just go down that rabbit hole, even if...
Yes, even if we go down that rabbit hole, the death of Joe Biden's corruption is not as bad as Trump University. Really? Trump University. Think about it.
Whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like, if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right, or China, it is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in. It's like a firefly to the sun, right? I mean, like, there's just it doesn't even stack up against Trump University.
Let's see. Ukraine quid pro quo $1 billion withholding if you don't quit investigating my son in Ukraine. I mean, this guy, this guy is jumping through mental loopholes that you have to live in denial. See, and this is the, man, I almost said that F word. This is the problem. That people are living in denial of the real world and the reality around them. That everything is just half-assed. That's the sad, unequivocal truth. That even at the best, most of the time, it's just half-assed. It's wow. I mean, here's one for you, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has become the 27th state to restrict, how should we say it, LGBTQ conversion therapy. Yeah, let's just let everybody be, you know, sick, creepy, nuts, man, right? And more proof that monkeypox is nothing more than a sexually transmitted disease. The U.S. is to provide vaccines at pride events. Yes, I have pride. I stick my boner in anything. It might be a tree stump for some of these people. Who in the hell knows, man? I'm telling you, this is just stupid. A man claims to have caught monkeypox after dancing at a crowded outdoor event. I wasn't having sex, he said. I was just dancing. I was slam bamming and grinding in all the sweat with all those other men out there on the dance floor. It was like a vertical orgy. That probably might have been. I mean, it's hard telling who's what hands he grabbed onto. None of my business. Too much information. All I can tell you was... it was a man who allegedly caught monkeypox from a man. Or the dog that allegedly caught monkeypox from his two owners. Or the children that got monkeypox. But you know what that just proves? That just proves how unsanitary people can really be and how life really is. And it's just another example of how we really don't quite understand the world and all of the infectious and viral and everything that is on us and on other people. We don't realize that. And as this wool is rolled back from people's eyeballs, they freaking out. And some of them can't handle it. Oh my God. Oh my God. What's in there? All worried about what's the next COVID. When you should be worried about the freaking vaccine. Man, I'm telling you, if you're just blindly taking this COVID vaccine and you think you're doing something, Or you've taken it in the past and you've said, well, Ebenezer hasn't ever done anything to me yet. Consider yourself, statistically okay, I guess, for right now. But we have to understand that the insurance companies that have to pay out the death benefits to people, they're not very happy. They're not very happy because they're paying out a shitload of money over top of what statistically they believe that they would have to pay. And let me tell you what, you want to talk about life and death and insurance? Well, these guys have the numbers down. And when they're seeing a 15% increase in policy payouts, that is so wholly abnormal. That they can't believe it. And it's going to drive them into bankruptcy. Here's a shocking. It's just shocking. The data shows the number of IRS audits to low income individuals will increase exponentially when, when 87,000 new IRS agents hit the streets. The IRS audited 197 low-income families for every high-wealth family in 2019. According to the Government Accountability Office, a number that some experts say is expected to climb as the IRS is turbocharged with money and manpower. When the truth is, they really should be going after the corporations. And, why is it millionaires and companies that have hundreds of millions of dollars, why is it they even qualify or get some kind of government welfare, like through the PPP program? Really? I mean, why did Hunter Biden's hooker get a PPP loan? I mean, you haven't heard anybody asking about that, have you? Over the next decade, the Democrats' new Stick It to the People Reduction Act will provide the IRS with 87 new agents, $80 billion in funding. Nearly $46 billion is earmarked for enforcement. Can we start with the congressmen themselves? And can we start with Nancy Pelosi and her insider trading? I think that's more important than, and some of Donald Trump's stuff. Anyway, it's, all Democrats can say and pray is that they don't investigate the Democrats the way they investigate Donald Trump. Nancy Pelosi would be in prison. So would most of the rest of Congress. Democrats would be essentially crying rape and foul if they were treated like Donald Trump. And that's the truth. Donald Trump is being targeted. If you can't see that, well, I mean, after how many years of hound dogging Donald Trump, they are going to get their shit handed to them. That's what I have to say. Anyway, so What else we got going on here? We talked about the monkeypox guy. We talked about the restrictive conversion therapy, which is a widely discredited practice to the aims to cure queer and transgender people. Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Why is somebody encouraged either way? I mean, what the hell is the problem there? I mean, why are we trying to turn children into girls, boys into girls, and girls into boys? When, especially when a three-year-old isn't old enough to know. I mean, isn't that the real part of it, you know? The three-year-old, they aren't old enough to know. And some of these doctors, they're sick bastards. They are sick, sick, sick. Here's Yale University.
And I am the director of the Yale Gender Program, which is an interdisciplinary program working with gender-expansive individuals, 3 to 25, and their families. We help individuals who are questioning their gender identity or who identify as transgender or non-binary. We help them with their gender journey, thinking through the risks and the benefits of medical intervention, starting medical intervention, and also building supports around them. And I love what I do, so it's really, really wonderful to be working in this field and to be working with individuals who are gender diverse and gaining their support and helping them on their gender journeys.
Yeah, three-year-olds should not be led into any gender journey. They're three-year-olds, you shit for brains. Oh, my God. You know, it's, oh, Jesus. What the hell is the matter with people? And this is like encouraging and committing child abuse. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
Now in darkness, world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour. Mm-hmm. Day of judgment, God is called.
Our day of judgment is soon upon us. Come on down and join us. FreedomSlips.com, Revolution.radio. At least you'll be aware. At least you'll know. And your mind will be unscripted. And it will be free. The inalienable rights that we all have to think freely. Those are being stripped from us as you may not even think about it. You don't even realize how thoughts are planted in your brain by the media. So don't prejudge all this stuff that's going on. Is what I would say. I would be leery of anything the United States government says. I would be leery of anything the Russian government says. And I wouldn't trust a damn thing that comes out of any official Ukrainian pie hole. That's your mouth, if you didn't know. Anyway, so what do we got going on here? What's the next segment starting out with here? Plea deal rejected for a couple accused of selling nuclear submarine secrets. Federal judge on August 16th rejected a plea deal for a U.S. Navy nuclear engineer and his wife who are accused of attempted to sell U.S. submarine secrets to a foreign government. Let's see, Jonathan and Diana Toby, 45, 42, and 45 of Annapolis, Maryland, arrested by the FBI and the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, NCIS, in October of last year during a sting operation. and charged with one count of conspiracy to communicate restricted data and two counts of the communication of restricted data. Prosecutors allege the couple had sold restricted data for nearly a year to an individual they believed was a representative of a foreign government. The data concerned the design of nuclear-powered warships. However, the individual they were attempting to sell to was actually an undercover FBI agent. The two pled guilty in February in the federal court in Martinsburg, West Virginia, to one count of conspiracy to communicate restricted data as part of plea deals. So the judge has said no. Judge turned back the plea deal. And prosecutor said the package contained U.S. Navy documents, a letter with instructions, and an SD card containing specific instructions on how the recipient should communicate with Tobles via an encrypted communications platform. Anyway, 12 and 17 years apiece, and the judge, I don't know if that's what the judge will give them, or is that what the judge kicked out? I'm not sure. Well, you know, it was bound to happen. The fake news caught up with the fake news perverters. That's right. MSNBC, ABC, CNN have finally realized that the Inflation Reduction Act doesn't reduce inflation after the bill was passed, and that is essentially a marketing ploy. Yeah, it's like a tax program called Obamacare. That's right, John Roberts. How the hell you jump through that loophole? It's crazy, but these left-leaning media outlets have just discovered the truth after, well, the ship has sailed. You know, it's already over the horizon. And, So, you know, MSNBC, CNN, you know, basically complicit in lying once again to the American people. Speaking of CNN, Brian Stetler is out. The network canceled Brian Stetler's Sunday Media Affairs show, Reliable Sources, and, you know, leaving people all upset. I was laughing partly because I saw a tweet on on Twitter by none other than Steven Spielberg, you know, the movie writer, the fiction writer, saying he tunes into Brian Stetler every day. Well, maybe that's where he gets his fantasy plot lines from. Mr. Potato Head. Oh, yeah, they call me Mr. Fuzzy Face. I don't care. It's sheer crazy. Well, a Saudi Arabian woman was given 34 years in prison for mean tweets about the fundamentalist monarchy's repression of women. Somali Al-Shihab, 34-year-old Saudi mother of two and graduate student at the University of Leeds in England, was on holiday in Saudi Arabia in January 2021 when she was arrested, tried and sentenced to 6 years behind bars for social media posts expressing support for activist Longjiang Houthua, who was imprisoned at the time, for advocating for women's rights in the kingdom. Yes, last week, Saudi Arabia's specialized criminal court of appeal increased her 6-year sentence to 34 years plus a 34-year travel ban. According to the Freedom Initiative, Washington, D.C. based group advocating wrongful imprisoned people in the Middle East and North Africa, it's the longest prison sentence for a women's rights activist in Saudi history. No word from Twitter whether it will ban official Saudi Arabian accounts, if it will ban the account of Mohammed bin Salman and other leaders of Saudi Arabia. Of course they will not. In fact, you know, they probably, you know, don't even really want allow women in Saudi Arabia on the social media platform. Yeah. Oh, they can drive. Oh, yeah. Wow. Get their own passports and travel abroad and live independently, but without permission of a male guardian. Oh, wow. Man, these people are just, they're so advanced. I mean, I guess that's why they bag their women. sorry, ladies. But the burqa and all this subjugation of shit. You know, I saw that video. I saw a video clip the other day of a 60-year-old man in Pakistan. Yeah, he just made an agreement with the family for the 6-year-old daughter of somebody's family. Yeah, an arranged marriage. Why don't they just say they sold the 6-year-old daughter to a 60-year-old pervert? I mean, why don't they just say that? And that's acceptable in Islam, and so is raping boys and, you know, all this other stuff. But it's supposed to be a civilized religion. I'm sorry, but, you know, I haven't, you know, for being, you know, for the Middle East being the supposed birthplace of civilization, it sure in the hell isn't very civilized, is it? And no wonder why I just believe we should unplug and let all them sons of bitches rot. I mean, can we stop all the foreign welfare around the world? All the money that the U.S. sends out, all of the CIA AID program, shut it down. Every damn dime of it. And maybe then the world will know and understand how freaking poor they really are. And how the U.S. and how the West and a lot of places are just propping you up. And you have no idea how bad it is because of the, well, because everything is padded and given, everything is given all of this money from overseas sources, from everywhere. I mean, I don't believe we should be giving Israel $2 billion. Hell no. And we sure in the hell shouldn't be giving any other country money. Hell, we're already deep in debt. Until we run an actual surplus and we pay off all of our debt, we shouldn't be giving anybody foreign welfare. Particularly like Ukraine. Let the Center for a New American Security, you know, let the World Economic Forum, you know, let the Bilderberg bankers, and the Rothschilds, if they want to have their little war against Russia, then they should be paying for it, not the American people. We shouldn't be sending a dime of anything to those Euro trash. In fact, what we should be doing is we should be sending those fellows and those peoples from the Center for a New American Security. Their new offices should be in downtown Kiev, right next to the home of the Euro-Nazi scum Azov battalions. That's where these neo-fascist scum suckers need to be. You know, can we send the Lincoln Project? And aren't there some children that need groomed and molested in Ukraine? Can we send, you know, Billy Crystal and the Lincoln Project over there to groom some third world children? After all, that's their forte. I mean, murdering bastards and raping children, or grooming them to be raped. I guess that's a better description of what goes on at the Lincoln Project. Jesus, these people are sick people, man. They are sick. Russia in possession of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, where Russia claims Ukraine is preparing a false flag provocation. Starting in the last few weeks, the U.S. led the way in the Security Council for a special meeting, calling for a DMZ zone around the nuclear power plant. But Russia's defense ministry has again rejected such a possibility. They want to figure out a way to get so-called peacekeepers into that area. And in any way possible, they can get it into the nuclear power plant. And then what can they do? They will expand these so-called peacekeepers, which will have just be NATO injecting itself into the conflict. That's all this really is. And here it is. If Russia already has possession of the plant, it is not going to be firing shells at the plant. The Ukrainians have been shelling the plant. So, yeah. Anyway. So, Russia has been upgrading its weapons and moving its troops around, of course. And because of, you know, Sweden and Finland, you know, wanting to join NATO now instead of being neutral, Russia is deploying MiG fighters armed with hypersonic missiles to Kaliningrad. Yes, this the Soviet state, kind of, that is a warm water, a cold water port. In Northern Europe, anyway. they say there's only 3 MiG-31 fighters armed with the hypersonic missiles. But, of course, there should be many more. I mean, you would expect many more than just 3. You would expect 30 to 50. All armed with hypersonic missiles with nuclear warheads. Anyway, so, of course, this is, you know, flying along an airspace is between Finland and Russia. Evidently, the MiG-31s violated the airspace Well, there wasn't a problem, and now there is a problem, right? Okay, so this pushing the U.S. and Russia to war hasn't stopped. You may not be seeing it on the front page, but it hasn't stopped. And, you know, this is a problem that the U.S. has, because the truth is Biden is not capable of being a commander-in-chief of anything. That's some of the truth that we're, you know, living with today. They're calling it a housing recession. Is it? Or is it just coming back to the norm? Existing home sales are cratering about 20% in July as the affordability of housing collapses, as prices are spiking, and now they're going to have to come back down. Now, we have to understand that, you know, we aren't seeing a recession. We have been seeing the pressure of sales that have essentially pushed sales and prices up as they did many years ago. And you see year over year, you know, 20% increases in prices, in sales figures, and everything is pushed and pushed and pushed forward. And the future of sales is gobbled up. And so you end up with a market that is overextended and out overpriced. So there has to be a correction. And the thing is, the corrections never come back to the norm, because everybody screams it's a recession, it's a depression. It's no, things are just have to come back to the norm. You know, it used to be that houses would sit on the market for 12 months, 14 months, not get snapped up within weeks or even before the sale is even public. People have gotten used to this rush market, not realizing that it's not the norm. That it isn't and shouldn't be the norm, because when you have that cycle, you essentially drive prices into the unaffordability range for everybody. And that also drags rents with it. So, yeah. It is a... it's the appearance of complete failure, when in fact it's really just they've had such prolonged success in the housing market that nobody wants to go back to the norm. Everybody wants 15 to 20% year over year growth in the price of their house, so in 5 years they can flip their house for 80% or more, you know, of what they bought it for. And not thinking, not realizing that in the end, you're losing, as inflation will strip your financial shit to the bone. People don't quite get it. In Japan, they get it. Here's one for you. In Japan, they want people to drink more alcohol. That's right, the generational trend away from alcohol is causing the budgets in Japan to be slashed. The average adult alcohol intake dropped from 100 liters a year in 1995 to 75 liters a year in 2020. Meanwhile, alcohol taxes declined from providing 3% of Japan's tax revenue in 2011 to just 2% today. That may not sound like a lot, but when you're talking about alcohol taxes, essentially, you know, one third of the alcohol taxes have evaporated because people aren't being the drunks they used to be. So now Japan's tax agency can no longer sit idly by and keep it, and everybody must get drunk. Sobriety must be a thing of the past if the government is supposed to, how should we call it, balance their budget. The first phase of the drinking drive is a contest called Seika Viva, which asks Japanese citizens between the ages of 20 and 39 to come up with fresh ideas for juicing the country's alcohol business. In addition to seeking new products and designs and new sales methods, the tax agency also wants strategies to encourage people to drink at home. Well, I guess, you know, any drunk is a good drunk in Japan. Anyway, so yeah, for the sake of the country, you must get high. Hey, yeah, man, why don't they just legalize the marijuana? I know it's shunned and it's severely restricted in Japan, but maybe they should just free the weed, man. I don't know. Anyway, hey, there's the first hour. It's gone. It's out of the woods history. It's soon be in the archives at 4 a.m. So come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We'll be right back.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind.
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Hey, all right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah! Come on down. Help is on the way. Join us. Freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. This is the Revolution in the Morning Show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio, where we're here to bring you the help on the way. So come on down and join us. Freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We're streaming around the world on iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomni, Open Radio App, Roku TV, Vocast, and Zeno, and many other sources to get Revolution Radio. You can call in and listen, Studio A and Studio B, 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A, 1-859 to reach Studio B. Don't forget the archives are always available in 24 hours, usually, or 4 a.m. the next morning. The archives are uploaded. So, yep, you can get the news and information. And remember, the archives are free. Okay, the archives are free, so they don't cost anything. That's no cost for the call in to listen line. We ask for people to help support us and support us with donations. And God bless you guys. Thank you, everybody over here in the Revolution Radio chat room. Morning, Bill. I hope you're doing great down there. Fleeced and Batsman and Ozzy and Net Effect all over there in the house. Good morning, Popsicle Toes. And yeah, good thing he had his mask on. And I've seen a car in a position like that, drove over a wall kind of like that. Yeah, it's a great thing. Good morning, boys. Solomon, I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Batsman and everybody over there in the Revolution Radio Matrix chat room. Thanks for coming down and joining us. What else we got going on here? Let me think. Let's see. Don't forget the Vocast stream, you know, or whatever you want to pick up to catch us. Call in and listen, 518-906-1839. Just wanted to repeat that again so you guys can get those numbers. Because there are places out there that want to charge you to listen to Revolution Radio. And, well, that's not, how should we say it? That's not one of our Revolution Radio links, if it is. So catch us, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get back to news information that you can use, not the mainstream media mind control. Yeah, haven't you been mothered enough in your life? Because actually 2022 is the time of big mother effer. Yeah, big mother ucker. Yeah, that's what we got going on in the world today. Okay, where should we start? Let's see here. Syria denies holding missing American journalist Austin Tice. There is a journalist who is missing, a so-called independent journalist. That is alleged that the U.S. says that Joe Biden says with certainty that the Syrian government has Tice. Syria has always maintained that it does not have the capture or the missing freelance journalist who went missing in Syria in 2012 while working there. The U.S. issued last week misleading and illogical statements by the American president and secretary of state that included baseless accusations against Syria that it had kidnapped or detained American citizens, including former U.S. Marine Austin Tice. The Syrian Foreign Ministry said in a statement the Syrian government also denied reports that it had been holding secret back-channel talks with the U.S. about Tice. But, you know, why would you publicly give up that if you're secretly supposed to be back-channel talks or supposed to be secret? You know, once again, the U.S. is, you know, not really playing the game, so to speak, are they? Secret back channels are secret back channels. The president then doesn't come out and say, oh, yeah, man, we're having secret talks about him in the background. Yeah, who knows for sure, in all honesty. He went missing shortly after his 31st birthday in 2012 at a checkpoint 10 years ago. Wow. And he was shown blindfolded and held by armed men, which in Syria, I don't know if that means a whole hell of a lot, because you really don't even know. No, for sure. You know, that's like Levinson, that Michael Levinson, was that his name, that had trespassed into Iran under another assumed name and was doing espionage work and got caught. you know, is this guy essentially doing, did the same thing? I just have to ask because I just wanted to, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. In China, China is getting ready to unleash massive stimulus for its economy. However, at the same time, China's trillion-dollar research funds have been squandered on travel and leisure. 40%, 40 cents out of every dollar that China supposedly spends on research is funding trips and travel and vacations and all kinds of stuff, right? Chinese authorities had high hopes for China's chip industry, expecting a semiconductor miracle. However, the money disappearing down, you know, rat holes, so to speak. And, yeah, so it's sheer crazy. Some key projects can get several million yuan and or several tens of millions of yuan as a research grant. And then next thing you know, because the research was kind of pie in the sky hyped concept, it can't be delivered because it's not feasible with the technology that we have. It's sheer crazy. So they essentially have been stealing technology. They've been marking chips, remarking chips. It's just sheer crazy. The things that China has been essentially doing in research and development fraud. Anyway, so what ends up happening is that 40% is essentially flushed down the toilet. And much of it is just disappears. Oh, 60% is spent on meetings and business trips. 40% is actually spent on science and technology. Why does that sound a lot like the U.S. model, you know, where government is essentially, you know, industry captured, corporate fascist front? I mean, really, why, you know, Lowe's, why? You know, here's one for you. Lowe's home improvement stores are going to give $55 million in bonuses to hourly workers to help fight inflation. I was reading this article and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. $55 million, that sounds like a lot of money. I want to personally thank our associates for their hard work and dedication, said Lowe's chief executive Marvin R. Ellison when he made the announcements, and said, you know, these associates have the most important jobs in our company. Anyway, he said households are feeling the strain. And the $55 million in bonuses shared among the 300,000 employees would amount to an average bonus of roughly $183 per employee. Now, that's not a whole bunch, but that's some, right? Anyway, Lowe's announcement comes as inflation has rocked the United States, and we're pumping out, as John Williams points out, inflation is actually about double, which is about 18% of what the government says it is, at 9%, by the way. So other businesses, Walmart, ExxonMobil, Microsoft, are offering discounts and bonuses and gift cards to help offset soaring prices. But, you know, let's be honest, that's all got to be paid somehow, some way. That's coming out of somebody else's pocket, isn't it? Putin and Emperor Xi Jinping will both attend the G20 summit in Indonesia, despite the U.S. demands that the Russian leader be excluded. Yes, the U.S. Can we not send Victoria Nuland? Yeah, can we quit? You know, can we fire Victoria Nuland? You know, and all of the people that were essentially involved in the overthrow of Ukraine, because, you know, clearly by now, you know, I think we can see that they have caused enough. Well, what's the word? Damage. Enough damage to, you know, the U.S. and Ukraine and Russia and the world. The Center for a New American Security. You know, that's PNAC, right? In the new version. You do realize that, right? If you have never heard of CNAS, it's the Center for a New American Security. It's this Orwellian think tank with Victoria Nuland leading, or was leading, until she went back to work for government. I don't know if she can do both, in all honesty. But we have to remember that Victoria Nuland is basically the instrumental planner of the overthrow of Ukraine. And what we see today is that has evolved into the Euro-Nazi war against any ethnic Russian that might be living in Ukraine. And that's basically how it framed up. And how many people, more people, had to be slaughtered? Over 14,000 people had already been killed and murdered in eastern Ukraine. That's why it was essentially a war with the Donbass region trying to separate itself. And the Ukrainians who, well, essentially never sought peace with their fellows, Ukrainians. Anyway, so Putin will attend the G20. Xi Jinping will come. President Putin has also told me he will come. Zhao, as the president of, let me see, let's see, the G20 resort on Bali later this year. So, yeah, the Indonesian President Joko Widodo, you know, said that he's talked with everybody, and he said that they're going to come. The U.S. is complaining and crying and squealing, and, you know, but they'll go. Either that or the U.S. will be just kind of locked out. And China and Russia will be then become the, you know, the mainstay. But anyway, yeah, it's just idiocracy. It is. It's just really real idiocracy. There it is. Nuke disaster fears grow. Families flee. And there's a fallout map. Oh, where's that at? Oh, must be Ukraine. How can we guess? Trump's former CFO, Weisselberg, sentenced to Rikers prison. Why? Because he would not say that Trump committed crimes. He admitted to 15 felonies, which I would see. Here's the problem. If I was every corporation, I would be scared shitless about what they just did to Donald Trump, because they are essentially using all of the same golden parachute type stuff. Anyway, there is this call out of the standing order to declassify stuff is nonsense. What is will happen now when Donald Trump wants to declassify something as when he becomes president? He will stand in front of a crowd of people and he will have the documents. And he will declassify them himself. And hand them out or make them publicly available. No matter what the Justice Department or the FBI is going to say. And I'll tell you, these the government government is trying to hide documents that implicate Obama, that implicate Comey, that implicate Pete Strzok and Lisa Page, that indicate that Andy McCabe and others had a conspiracy, a seditious conspiracy against the President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. This is what the documents show. This so-called, this idea, CNN, of course, this is coming from CNN, so you know it's the official line of the CIA that CNN McVoney said he was not aware of a standing general standing order during his tenure. You know, listen, this is sheer crazy. You know, they're arguing about documents that should have been declassified because, well, remember, these are all Trump-Russia-related stuff that was proven to be 100% false and has been tracked back to being part of a Hillary Clinton campaign platform to tie Trump and Russia and Putin together to hide from her email scandal. And everybody in the government knew it. They pretended that it wasn't. And the FBI lied. Clearly lied. And it seems that nobody gives a shit. CNN doesn't. CNN is still running the lies from years ago. Sheer crazy. Oh, God. Yeah, here it is. Propaganda from The Sun. Yes, the British tabloid, not very credible. Just wanted to say. Accusations fly between Ukraine and Russia over the Europe's largest nuclear power plant, you know, as the world frets. Well, what we know is that the Russians don't want to blow it up. Why would the Russians want to blow it up since they already occupy the plant? Okay. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Energoatom, I guess the state nuclear power company, said Friday that Russia troops plan to disconnect the plant from the Ukrainian power grid, according to Reuters in a statement. They say Moscow is preparing to carry out a large-scale provocation there. Moscow asserted Thursday that Kiev was just setting up a provocation of their own following a visit to Ukraine. Zelensky asked him to assure Russia remove weapons stored at the plant. It would be an important step for world peace. Bullshit. It would be an important step for world peace if Zelensky just blew his own brains out and admitted that he's essentially a puppet of the World Economic Forum and a puppet of the United States of America, who is essentially the arms dealer to the Ukraine and to the world. And I say to the world because just as, you know, liberal newscasts have pointed out that only one third of the weapons going into Ukraine get to where they're supposed to go. Only one third of the weapons. So of the how many billion did the U.S. send Ukraine? And only $1 out of every three is actually getting to where it's supposed to go. And we're not supposed to think that the big guy is still getting a kickback. Yeah, I say send them all to Ukraine. Send Joe Biden, his family, and, you know, send his whole family affair right down downtown Kiev. Yeah, that's where we ought to send all of Nancy Pelosi or does Nancy Pelosi go to downtown Beijing? Yeah, we know Barbara Boxer and others, you know, they have Chinese spies planted so deep, you know, they Fang Fang and Kinzinger look like casual sex. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at
philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Yeah, stand your ground. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Come on down and stand your ground. Freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Let's get the straight truth, not this mainstream media mind control. What else we got going on here? Germany's largest refinery has slashed output. Why? Due to the Rhine River and its low water level. Major inland infrastructure transit artery across Germany. Exceptionally low water levels and made certain parts of the river impassable by barge. Falling water levels have also disrupted the flow of commodities. Not only that, but due to the low water level, we have reached the capacity of the Shell Energy and Chemicals Park Rhineland. The situation regarding supply is challenging, but carefully managed. Shell didn't reveal how much output it cut at the refining facility, which makes fuels like heating oil, petrochemicals, and such. However, data shows the refinery can process 17 million tons of crude per year, or 345,000 barrels of petroleum a day. The refinery and chemical plant is located on the Lower Rhine and just outside of Cologne. It's downstream from the highly monitored knob choke point that is 35 centimeters or 13.5 inches of water level below 40 centimeters. Anyway, so it's not very economical to operate barges past the point at point on the Upper Rhine just because of the weight and the carry capacity and what? Well, yeah, it costs money. It costs fuel and people are going to want to pay so much. And if you can truck it, you got to truck it. Anyway, so, yeah, Germany's, you know, the drought and the low water levels in on the Rhine are affecting all sorts of the German economy. Coal is making a comeback in the United States. Coal consumption hit an all-time high in 2013. And pretty soon it was declared persona non grata. It was dead, according to liberal activists. However, it has been making quite the comeback as not only prices have risen, but also output has risen. And first off, we have to understand that much of America's energy and electrical grid is based on fossil fuels, which includes, that's right, coal, petroleum, natural gas, accounted for 79% of the 97 quadrillion BTUs of primary energy consumption in the United States in 2021. So, you know, 97% of the, 79% of the electrical generation in the United States, you know, was done by fossil fuels, which the people want to get rid of. Almost 80% of the energy used in the United States is used by sources they want to essentially shut down tomorrow. And what would that do to our life and our economy? What would it do to the United States of America? It would destroy it. It's crazy. It's idiocracy. The bottom line, you know, remains the baseline energies that we get from coal, natural gas, and oil are irreplaceable, particularly when they supply almost 8 out of 10 units of energy that we use in our lives. You know, to essentially turn everything over to lithium ion batteries and wind turbines, it's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, in Japan, the Nippon Steel Company agreed for an annual supply deal with the Glencore power plant for $375 per ton for coal. making the Japanese company happy, and I guess somebody else is going to be paying for that. Turkey, Recep Erdogan's Turkey, is seeing 80% inflation, which, if you think about it, you know, prices will effectively be doubling at a rate that no one will ever be able to keep up. And you better be self-sufficient, or I guess you're going to be, you know, oh gosh, you won't be able to have anything, will you? No. Anyway, it's Turkey shocked markets with a rate cut. Despite inflation near 80%, its main policy, which has been at 14% for 7 months, was cut to 13% in a complete mismatch of central banks, what other central banks are doing around the world. You remember what our central bank's doing around the world? Every bank is devaluing, trying to devalue in parity with all the other banks, including the U.S. dollar. And it's not the rush to the bottom. Nobody's trying to rush to the bottom. They're just trying not to get there before the U.S. dollar. That's what people are essentially trying to do. Zimbabwe is going to gold. Gold coins to hedge against, well, inflation. Zimbabwe dollar has always been, you know, the benchmark for hyperinflation. And so they are essentially returning to the root. They are returning to gold. Whoa, State Department warns U.S. travelers of a kidnapping risk in Mexico. State Department has released a notice, a warning, U.S. citizens of the risk of violent crime, including kidnapping in Mexico, and urging them to exercise precautions if they choose to travel to the country. Violent crime, such as homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, robbery, is widespread and common in Mexico. No shit. Really? The department added, have they been to Chicago? The U.S. government has limited the ability to provide emergency services to U.S. citizens in many areas of Mexico due to restrictions of travel by government employees. Yeah, wow, isn't that really great to know? State Department told citizens to reconsider travel to Baja California, Chihuahua, Durango, Guanajuato, Jalisco, Morales, and Sonora. Yeah, the State Department released a shelter-in-place alert for 5 cities the last weekend after gangs caused fires and road blocks. And now the AMLO, the president of Mexico, has now doubled the number of police and military in the streets as a response to, well, the crooks. Sad thing, isn't it? Sad thing. Let's see, I talked about that. Here's a clip I saw anaerobic.
Cancer is epidemic today.
Yes.
You said breast cancer is curable.
Yes.
Leukemia.
Yes.
Prostate cancer.
Yes. Brain tumors. I've witnessed dozens and dozens of people cure themselves.
So if I have a friend who says, I have been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
I've had a few hundred people come to me this year. They're all cured. Warburg won the Nobel Prize for proving that the cause was anaerobism, lack of oxygen.
Cause of cancer.
Yes. More oxygen, which means that we can ward off disease. Otto Warburg won, and he won two Nobel Prizes for determining that the cause of cancer was anaerobism or lack of oxygen. And he cured thousands and thousands of people and documented in scientific research journals by raising the red cell blood count, and people took in more oxygen, and he terminated cancer.
Well, I was like, what's his name, Kevin Trudeau or something, something like that. He was banned and run out of business. Probably because, well, you know, when you go against the AMA and Dr. Fauci and the CDC, you know, even though they're all lying shills, sure seems that you get caught up in the middle of stuff, doesn't it? Yeah. So what else we got going on here? Venezuela stops oil shipments to Europe as alternatives to Russian energy dry up. Venezuela, often shunned by Europe and the United States as a socialist nation, now it has leverage and it can stand with Russia and not send energy to Europe, causing essentially an energy crisis where that is essentially caused by policy, not by economics. Cadillac has unveiled a $300,000 electric Cadillac. Overpriced and ugly is what some of the reviews have said. And the thing is, you have to have time to remember to plug it in. Just like all electric cars, you got to plug it in and make sure it's all charged up, or, well, let's just say you just can't go too damn far. They say, one commenter said, it's ugly and overpriced and will never compete with Bentley, Mercedes, or BMW. Let's see. It looks great, but twice the price of a Model S or a Lucid. People said no, thank you. Anyway, they've got this this weird paint job on it that you really can't get a good look at. At the line of the crest, what they calling it, the Crestique Cadillac. It's a Cadillac, right? Electric Cadillac. It raises its wheel every time it passes a plug. Yeah, imagine that. Could you imagine having to drive across the country, and after you drive 300 to 400 miles. You literally have to stop overnight to charge your car. Or 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours. I mean, really. I mean, to just about just pump some gas in it and go. Wouldn't that be better? Wouldn't that be preferable? Maybe. Amazon accuses the Federal Trade Commission of issuing unfair, unreasonable demands as part of its probe into Amazon Prime and its, unfair trade advantages. China is mad, as China has condemned newly announced formal U.S. trade talks. Taiwan touts its an aim to increase its participation in international pacts. Well, you know, if Nancy Pelosi said that we stand by the one China policy and that we're just maintaining the status quo, why would the U.S. have other trade talks with Taiwan? Let's be honest. I mean, we're just forcing the inevitable hand. and something we should have said years ago, that China is and Taiwan is its own nation. And now it's almost too perilous to say so. And so that's, you know, the world that we're kind of looking at. When will China attack Taiwan? I don't know. All I can tell you is when it happens, expect all Chinese imports to dry up, to essentially be banned, to get the, the kind of what they call it, the Japanese import treatment, where they sit on the dock until they rot. And after it's good and rotted, then they look at it and reject it. All this stuff has a shelf life. And, you know, depending on the collapse of China's economy, if China's economy collapses, they will be forced to invade Taiwan just as a distraction. Just as a political minds control mechanism for their own people. Scientists, monkeypox fear. It will spread to wild animals and be here forever. Well, yeah. No shit. It's there in Africa forever, right? It's unfortunate, but true. Okay, that's what I'll tell you. That's what I'll say. Death of downtown San Francisco, Cleveland, Portland. See the activity in the downtown areas dropped by more than 50%. Well, what do you expect? What do you expect when you have crime-ridden cities and, you know, workers stay home and homeowners, well, they move away and tourists don't come down because, well, why would you want to go to San Francisco? You park your car and somebody smashes the windows out. Nobody gives a shit. Why would you even care? Why would you even want to go to a city that's like that? You know, why would you want to go to downtown Cleveland? I had no idea to start with, man. Or downtown Portland, you know, where homeless encampments and Antifa and, you know, so much other shit is, right? Who in the hell wants to go to the downtown shitholes? You know, who wants to go down to Kensington Street in Philadelphia unless you're looking to score some dope? Really? I mean, isn't that the real question? You know, why in the hell you want to go to some of these places except, you know, to break the rules of stupid, you know, go stupid places at stupid times with stupid people and do stupid stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of stupid in there, isn't it? And, you know, whenever, you know, most people know they're out there at 2 or 3 in the morning, that stupid shit can happen anytime. That's the unfortunate truth, exactly of what we see today. What is going down? The Fedster, Jerome Powell, is gonna keynote speaker in Jackson Hole. A Fed conference. What are they going to talk about? I'm not 100% sure. All I know is they have papered over a recession, and now their papered over recession is really a depression, and they're trying to figure out a way to get rid of the depression, recession, depression, and, you know, because it's like the Plaxivoid monkeypox comeback, they can't stop it. Because they've so screwed the system. They so overloaded the system. They're so far out of control. I mean, and they think they're in control. But remember, during the days of Jimmy Carter, the only way they could really cool the economy was have 12%. Housing interest rates. Not like 3% and 4% that they have now, and they raise it just a little bit and everybody dies? Come on. Is it really that bad? Or is it the money that worthless? I think it's the latter. I think the money's that worthless that they so flooded the system that the inflation is going to eat everybody. Particularly the poor first and those that are not self-sufficient in a lot of parts of their lives. But it's also going to be like everything else. It's going to be where you are and how you're positioned in the economy and how independent you are or how dependent you are upon that wider economy. Anyway, so get ready for the financial rough ride, I guess is what I would say. Remember that you can change the world and you can change everything. The truth in this time of universal deceit is the only way to go. So y'all have a great weekend. And remember to change the world today. In this time of universal deceit. I know you can. I know you can see the fat man with the mask on. And you're acting like a fool. And you're allowed to laugh. And you're allowed to point. And you're allowed to remind everybody how foolish everybody has been. And how controlled they are. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday.